Okay, so we've been talking about Tzedakah B'Machshava. Yesterday we did Maseiros Bo'Hodah. Today we're going to discuss the concept like this. There's a concept of a Mirasa L'Gavoa, a Mirasa L'Hedjot. And if you say something is Hektish, then it's automatically goes to Hektish. So you don't have to do a kinyan with Hektish, Amira alone. So the question is, what about Staka? You're not there for Staka. So what does that mean? So there are two ways you're going to understand. One way is to say, so you're chayev to give to Tzedakah. But Tzedakah wasn't kona it yet until you give it over to the gizbar, or give it over to the thing. What do we say? No. Is there a din of Amirasa L'Gavoa that when you articulate that this is Tzedakah, it's already b'shus Tzedakah? Chas v'shalom, like the discussion on this farm, Chas v'shalom, somebody says they're giving certain Tzedakah, and then they would pass away before any formal kinyan was made. So, do the Yorshim have to give it? In other words, do we say that the money already was nikna by Amira? Or Amira is just a chiyuv? But once a person passes away, so his chiyuv is over. So, in other words, is it a kinyan? Like by Hektish? Amira Salogavo or not? So, let me show you. There's a very interesting. Take a look on page 7.
How's it different from Machol Shavah? It's more a milta, it's more a lot more.
Okay, we'll get to that. Now, say page 7 is the Shud Haramah. Now, the reason I Xeroxed the Sharblot is because he's my teacher. We're talking about my teachers at YU, Dr. Breyer. So Rabbi Osher Ziv was one of my teachers in YU. He has a family in Teaneck. He has a grandson, Rabbi Mickey Ziv. He's a rabbi in Lave or something, one of those places. So he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was there together with Rav Bick in that Kufa. What was that, in the 30s or whatever? So, and he was, he was very into the Ramah. Like, he put together the Chuvas Ramah with footnotes and annotations and everything. And then he put the Sefer Sheiris Yosef, who was the brother-in-law of the Ramah. He also, in addition, and that's his thing. Someone told him, Shemayim, after he may have asked him, so the Ramah is going to come and greet him for all the work he put into the Ramah. So there's a famous shuvah, Rav Shefer likes to quote it. And what's fascinating is that we're going to see here a correspondence between of Yosef Karo and the Ramah, which usually see. You have the Mechaber and the Ramah's comments. But here, let's see what the Shaila was. There was this Tshuva's Ramah, but what they did was they published the Mechaber's Tshuva first, so you'll see what the Ramah was responding to. So, it's fascinating. What was the Shaila? He says, Yilamdei the Rabbeinu. Page 8. Reuven Chala.
Who was asking?
So, they're asking Rav Yosef Karo. No, in other words,
this is the truth of the
Shabbat. It was asked of the Mechaber. Of the Mechaber. Yeah, look at footnote 1. Tshuva zu nimtzas b'shut avkas rochel, Maran Beis Yosef. In other words, so in the Tshuva Safkas Rochel, they have the Beis Yosef's Tshuva, but they don't have the Shaila. Like in Igros Moshe, you have all the answers, but you don't have the questions. But you can figure out what the question was based on reading the answer. But it would be good if you have the Rogachover, he prints the Shaila and the Tshuva. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Reuven chola v'not halamus. So Reuven was sickly and he was not halamus. V'kodem p'tiraso tziva losei schach ma la'aniya Eretz Yisrael. So before he died, he said that he wants to give money to Ani Eretz Yisrael and also to his brother.
It's like
a Oh, we'll see. And then he died. V'chayim l'chol Yisrael shomach u'bo eil ha'mos b'yad ish ne'man ha'mufkodim v'ananiyim v'echav. So the money now is in the hand of some third party who has the money on behalf of the Aniyim and the brother. Ataha Yorshim, that was one of his sons, his children, are complaining and says, V'omram ki atzava eina asui kahogim. V'fi shekosav b'tzava shenasona b'matnas bari. V'lo b'matnas shchibira. So it wasn't, it said this is a matnas bari. He says I want to give it as a matnas bari. Lo matnas shchivara. Well, this guy shum kinyan b'tzavah. So, but no kinyan was made. Only this verbal declaration. V'ata yoreinu rabbeinu im zochu ha'aniyim im lav. In other words, his yarshim means his, like probably his sons or whatever. Want to say no? We get all the money's ours. And then the Aniyim, and this person who's holding on the money for the Aniyim and for his brother, are claiming, well, this chelak of the money is really ours. So who wins?
So the Matnas Bori, you don't say Kitsum with the Maturin brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Unless you say that for Tztaka, Amir Rasul Agavol, see Rasul Hedjah. So he says, Tshuva, Ein Matanas Hayershim Mamish. He says, the Yershim have no Taina. Shemeches Zeh Yashchimira, Shetziva, Ein Safek Shetziva, Losses Ladim, Shebe'er Tzisvel, Maman Hashchimira Haya, Umeshakosu Shenosna, Maman Nazbari, Efshashu Taos. So first of all, he was a shchimera, so most probably it was a matnas shchimera. He wrote matnas bari. Efshar shu taos hamasuva shekosav yafos kol chabaru shi matnas bari. He thinks maybe that was a mistake because he was a shchimera. So what do you mean? So that's one thing. So maybe it was a mistake. Then he says here on page 9, "Frei Mavur l'divrei Hakol dekaven she'amar selazul tztach afal pi shelo yosham hagabai zachu b'hani mechashos esel haisa b'shuso." In other words, if you say it, selazul tztach zachu b'hani. Mean like Amirasa Gavoa. To Sirasa, you know, so that's so therefore the last paragraph on page 10 he writes Nimsa the Midodi Don Zachu Adi Eretz Yisrael Lamasha Tivalas Mani Eretz Yisrael Matnas Bari. אפילו אם היו לחסים בשעה פלטן ומפרד ביד אחר. אפילו אם הוא היה שם בשעה הצבא לא גבר ולא שמחים וחשוב יקר, לא היה יכול להחזר בו, ואם היה חוזר בו לא היה ממש בחזרה שם. כל שכן זה שלא חוזר בו, שזכו בהמני ארץ ישראל. וכל מי שהנחסים בנזכר ביודו, חייר ושולחו בהמני ארץ ישראל. אם היה הדבר פשוט עם נדרש ואשר שאלו לי, דאום הצויר, יוסף קארו. So that's the Yosef Karo signing off. Okay?
So in effect he's saying I'm merely...
Yeah. That's how some learners are. Chef explained. Others. So now let's see the Ramon's response. So look how he, you know, as I say, this is the first time you see, like in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is just making comments. You don't see like a dialogue. This is the first time you see like a dialogue. He says, Bossi, the Memches is now the Rambam speaking. He says, Bossi l'hashiv, if they have covered l'divrei hagon, hagadol, moreinu, rabbeinu, Yosef Karo.
Before we get to that question,
why did he articulate with the brothers?
The logic is
it should be the same, right?
No, what is the tzedakah which is
likely love? Oh, right, that's a good point. You're saying well. In other words, he's saying the brothers, right? The rest was, and then it should only be the Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael, the brother in Ochanami, his part should go to the Yorshim, right? Yeah, that's good. I agree. Yeah. So then he says like this. Bosi l'hashim in ve'akomet l'divrei hagon hagadol moreinu v'rabbeinu Yosef Karo. Veilu dvam shidarti al divrei atshuva v'nei aliku l'maros divrei maram kol kolik Allah. He says yidei aliku l'hamros divrei maras kvot t'rosho d'maram kol kolik Allah ki kolik Allah shchina. Because anyone's kolik on the mechaber is like kolik Allah shchina. Chayin is kamna po v'chmanu yish mitzvach mea zhubim negin פסק שובה סו אומנם דברי התשובה התורה מלום בנון הסורך לא כל עם עוד עולה אם לא שניסה וניסה על זה וזה וראי ידוע מה מרם פעל קשקי אבל מי למילסה ומחרים לילה ואף לא שמייס that's a famous Gemara. It says Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, Reish Lakish was my best, he argued with me, but that was good because get me, so he says, so therefore, you know, he has issues with what the Mechaber is the same. So he says, so he discusses the Tosofer aspect. And So, let me show you the, So he discusses the, yeah, but take a look for a second on page 18 for a second. He says, "Mikol anah yanira blisk lizakos hayarshim latov shevshel lasos mechosim." That the yarshim get it, not the aniya. And he's going to explain. I'll show you the lines that because lemaisa there was no kinyan made. He says, yeah, he writes on page 14 on the left side, paragraph VNA, last paragraph on the 14 left side, bottom left. Name don't you done the low corner mitam matna shchiv. We have had the cost of matnas bari. King gam dibure v'nedari low corner. He says there's no kinyan. Last four lines. Whereas the Yorshim don't have to give it unless there was a Kenyan. And then he writes here on the left, on the right bottom of 15. But they weren't Zocha. So, because there's no Kenyan here. And it was a Matnas Bari. And that's basically, so he disagrees with the Mechaber.
But is Ramar saying that had it been a Manash Lumira, then
it's
would have
different
had,
because that's,
so he's, but we saw before about the Mechaber, he says, you know, they were just trying to strengthen their cause by calling him on his part.
Yeah.
Really, it was Manas Shibira. So, I think the world will hope that you can see it.
Yeah. See, the question at hand is like this. If you look now back on page 2, because it says, Motzos Vosecha Tishmor, Vasisa Kasher Adat Hashem Lekecha Nedova Asher Dibarta Beficha. But the question is it so if you make a pledge, you have to keep the pledge. But
if
you
make a pledge, you will have the varas.
Yeah. Right.
To make a pledge. When I used to sometimes have to make phone calls, people said I never pledge. You know, I just give. I point out them that the mitzvah of pledge.
Yeah.
Not. I mean, the
yeah. So. And then the Gemara darshes the ficha zut staka. The ficha zut staka. So the question is, does that mean that, like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Mechaber and Ramar arguing whether this is a neder, or is it a kinyan? So the Mechaber, Rav Shechter pointed out, the Mechaber holds it's a kinyan. The director can assume and assume dummy.
Does
another
transfer to the Yorshim? Are they
kind of
fulfilled in
the nether? Yes, so the Yorshim, in other words, Mitzvah of Mekayim, the Rameis. So that's, you know.
Yeah, that he can see.
Right, that he can see, right. Now there's a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma that's discussed this context. I mean, in Berman, when he gave his Yorkshire, Yitzchok Elchanan discussed this Gemara, and yeah, the famous Gemara.
Ari Berman.
Yeah.
And did he give me that such yet?
Yitzchok Elchanan's York site.
Oh yeah, a few weeks ago. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, a few months ago. Rav Yitzchok Elchanan's yard site is the end of Adar.
Oh, that is a few months ago.
Yeah. Page 4. So the Gemara says, "Ahu gavra de taka l'chavri." So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat means he hit his friend in the ear, and the other pshat is he blew shofar in his ear. So, two pshat of what he did to him. But either way, there was injury. Shalchan of Tuvi by Brother Kamiz Yosef. He has to pay. Sorry. He has to pay him a certain amount. So, the question is how much it was. So in the end, it was only a half a zuz. That was what he was getting, half a zuz. So the Gemara says, the first word on the line is Medina. Amar lehu gavra hoel palga de zuzuhu lo be'ino. He says, oh, it's only a half a zuz, so I don't need it. Neisva Ladim. You can give it to Tzedaka. But then he changed his mind, and he says, "I'm going to lay Neisva in the Ali." Then he said, "No, I want it. I do want it." He's of Iver Ben Avshai. So he says that he wants it. I'll use it for myself. I'll get better. He's of Iver Ben Avshai. I'll get a refuah. I'll pay the doctor bills, whatever. I'm like Rav Yosef Kvar Zochu Be'aniyim. Too late. The Aniyim were already Zocha. Aval Gav Delek Aniyim Hocha. Anan Yad Aniyim Anan. That I represent the Aniyim.
What is the presence of Aniyim? Unless it's actual Kinyan, what is the presence of Aniyim? Why should that make a difference?
Yeah, so we'll see. 1 second.
No, I said they made a Kenyan. That's different. Say,
right.
Make a Kenyan. What difference does it make?
Right. Right. So we're gonna see. But it says Anan Yananim, Rav Yosef Agabai. I'm the Gabai Tztaka. No, so the idea is that there's a concept of a Kenyan Mamat Shloshtam. So if you have the person who owes the money, the Mazik, the Nizak, and the Aniyim, that would be Maimit Shloshtan. And therefore, the money would transfer. So the Aniyim. So he said, the Aniyim are here. But Rav Yosef says, yeah, but I represent the Aniyim. I represent the Aniyim. So then Tosas asked the Kasha, he told me, below Yadonai Maim Chayv Tztaka Bamira, but isn't he already Chayv Tztaka Bamira?
The question is not whether he's Chayv, the question is whether it has transferring. Is that the question?
Right. So the question is, what's going on? So take a look, there's a famous piece here in the Rif. Yeah. So take a look in the riff on page 6. Third line. Igaman the Pashad Mahadaman the Yahu. Means in Aniyim Bamira.
If you say you give yourself to Nida, Mirbal and Hedabed, you want to change your mind. Matsi Hadabed. Because the only. There was someone to say from this Gemara that you could change your mind. Why? So someone is saying from here that if you're saying you're going to give to the Aniyim and you change your mind, you can change your mind. Because Rav Yosef says, in other words, I'm here. So they were coded through Maimon Shloshan. Lokana. But if he wouldn't have been there, he wouldn't have been Kana. Nachanami Dina Daniim, Yimushavhachi, Amar Yosef, Al Gavdle Ganim, Hachad Lizbo, Bidina, the Mamish Loshan, Ani Yedei Aniim Anon. The only person is Mamish Loshan, but if there wouldn't be a Mamish Loshan, they're not. So that's what someone wanted to suggest. That if you say that you're chayef to aniyim, then it's not chal, it's not a kinyan. I'm a v'dibur b'chayef. In other words, so the first person wanted to say that if you just say something, it's not chal. I mean, the neder may be chal, but the kinyan is not chal. That's why the only reason it was chal is because there was a Maimit Shloshtam, but if it wouldn't be Maimit Shloshtam, it wouldn't be Chal. But then, and the Rif says no, he doesn't think it's right. He says that. He says, "Lavishim the din ani and kedin had your dummy." So the first opinion says that an aniyim is like a hedya. So you don't see Amir Russell Gavol from Mr. Russell hedya dum. It's not hektish. Aniyim is like, but he wants to say no. That it is. The only pshat is that in a chanami, if you would have it, the thing is, the fellow who's saying he's giving the money to aniyim, he never got the money yet. He never got the money. It wasn't his rishus. So just to review, the case in the Gemara was that he wanted to change his mind. He wanted to change his mind. He wanted to, first he said give it to Aniyim, then he said I want it back. So the Rif says there's an opinion that says, you see from this Gemara, that you don't see Amiras al Gavoa by Aniyim because it's not Gavoa, it's Chulin. Right? So,
it's only because of
Mamet Shloshtan. But if it wouldn't have been Mamet Shloshtan, it wouldn't work. And he's saying no. And the Rif says he doesn't think it's right. You don't need Mamet Shloshtan. If you just say it alone, this is for the Aniyim, even without Mamet Shloshtan. Also, why do you need Mamet Shloshtan? The Gemara says you need Mamet Shloshtan. The Gemara says the Aniyim have to be there, or at least Rav Yosef had to be there to represent the Aniyim. But the Rif says that's only because the fellow never got the money yet. The giver never received. The giver was the Nizak. He never got the money yet. This is the person who's supposed to give him the money, but he didn't give it to him yet. So he never doesn't have the money. So it's not in his Rishus. So then, my Mishloshtan could work for that, even if it's not your Rishus. But if you have money in your pocket, and you want to say, I want this money for the Aniyim, then it's Chal. So that's like, so those are these 2 days, like Rav Shechter pointed out, I think Rav Ari Berman discussed in the Shir, those are the two opinions of the Mechaber Ramah, these 2 days in the Rif, whether it's Chal with Amira, or Amira is just a pledge, which you should call foil, but it's not, yeah. But it's still a nether, like we saw. And you know, on page 19 in Shulchan Aruch says, "Hano did stalka eda yochalach zebolim kein nishol chacham hitirlo." Page 19.
Well,
he has the money.
What do you mean
he has the money? Like, it's his possession, and he was able to give it to the Aniyim. The whole point in the case... No, in other words,
he got wounded, right? Mm-hmm. So the guy owes
him money, but he didn't give it yet. Exactly. So the Chola has... Oh, the Chola, yeah, exactly. In the case of the... In the Mechaber Ramah, that case, he has the money. Yeah. Right. So then that's a question whether... So in other words, the Gemara needed to have Maimet Shloshtam. So the two pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat is you need Maimet Shloshtam because it's not a Kenyan just to say Amira.
Okay.
The other pshat says, no, it is a Kenyan. But the Kenyan will only work if the money's in your Rishus. So therefore, the case here wasn't in your Rishus. So then you needed to say...
that doesn't mean the average is any good.
But in the Mechaber Ramah case, the Chola, the money was in his Rishus. So the other question was that he passed away. So is there a real monetary obligation for the Yorshim to give the money, or is it only a din, mitzvah l'kayim or something like that?
The Mechaber says, like, the second day in the
Rishus. And then on page 19 it says, "I note that stalka ina yochel achzabo, elke nishol achacham v'hitzerlo." In other words, you can't be chozibo unless you do hataras nedarim. Then, but he says, but you shouldn't just. Okay, initial chacham hitzalov. He began the aragab by any yachol ishalalov. But once
it was.
The
first one has nothing to do with the effectiveness.
You've got to keep doing it anyway. Right.
The second part.
Right. Now, but, it has to be a very good reason, like Ches will find on a safer to be matter. You know, look at the Pesachei Tshuva in Ches. Hayim Tshuva's Radvaz. Because The Rambam says only midochak. You know, there has to be a real good reason that to be matter nidret staka. If you look in on page 20 in Hilchas, beginning here in Hilchas Nedarim, it says it's better not to be moder. Honey, meet with Shard the Dharma. Then the hectic mitzvah kaiman, loy shall alam el midochak. But if you have something to hectic or something to stock up, so, it's a mitzvah to Mekayim, and you shouldn't be matter el midochak. If it's a real, you know, you thought you had more money, your face, you know, and you didn't, and you know, or you saw el midochak. And then there's a truth in the Ramam Mipanu. That's Menachem Azariah, when in Mekubalim. There's a whole discussion in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer whether he had a beard or not. This is a whole historical discussion. Because this is the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that seems to say he didn't have a beard, and then some people say, no, that must be a forgery. He's a Mekubal, how could he not have a beard? There's a whole discussion about the beard of the Ramam Mipanu, or the lack thereof. So he says, "Kvar harichu Rabbi Shuva Sehem, Rabbi Levi ben Chabib, for Rabbi Tzalel, Lavi Reisman Haposkim Hekter Shanim Shenisolim Ulov." Shavdin Ze Etzlenu B'Mokam Shemar on the Kartzei Kevin Shuv Mavur Maod. In other words, if you're going to be matir, you shouldn't do a harata. To have like toel on bar mitzvah. In other words, usually there's two ways of being matir and neder, pesach or harata. So harata means that I have harata, I haven't did it. Pesach means that if I would have known this thing, I wouldn't have done it. Not that I have a harata, but if I would have known the situation, I wouldn't have done. So by doing a mitzvah, you know, dvar mitzvah, you shouldn't do a harata, because then you're toah, toah al ar. Bein ani soah al amasim tovim shasisi. Vakei shalo hisnesi shehebi li neder. The way you do it is you make a Pesach. If I would have known that, in other words, he pledged all this money to Yeshiva, and he thought he had much more money for his own family, and he sees that he doesn't. So if he wouldn't realize that, he wouldn't have done it. That's a Pesach. And then he makes a Harata, that if he would have known that he was... If he would have known the situation, he has harata that he ever took the neder, but not because of the harata doing a mitzvah.
That we told the rabbis, "King Malgi Pesach, harata the mashvik of the nidra." The nidra has elat here, but harata mikara should be a harata mikara. Harata mikara means I
start with.
Yeah, I'm sorry I ever did this thing. No, you can have a Pesach, you didn't realize. And then, if I would have realized this was a Mitzias, I would have done. But not because you have a Harata on the Mitzvah. Hekta Shanim Dayit Staki, Kumanon Shilom, Harata Mikor, Shalom Lov, Yish Cholkin. So Lumaisa, there is a concept of Matir Nadarim, but it has to be like a good, you know, it has to be a higher standard than... It's tam the harata. This is the dvar mitzvah, so you know, so we don't want anihim to lose out, etc. So.
So if he's a man of means, then he can do it fine. But he realizes that he like someone pointed out, he can't really afford what he thought he could afford or something like that. So then there could be different reasons that one could be shoel on the nidrate stuff. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue on Thursday, Bez Hashem.